What are some of the characteristics or criteria that had to be met to become a member of that club, if you will?
There are seven criteria that are elective, and such as one would be that you're going to have the display of public art. One is that you have a non-vehicular transportation method. Another criteria is that you have a historical building within your adaptive reuse overlay. So it's very unique to see that type of thing in the zoning ordinance.
You could just collect a rent check, but you take it beyond that.
I tend to know my clients on a personal level. I kind of know a little bit about each of them and what they're going through. If they, I try to do everything I can for my clients as well, just beyond being a landlord.
There's an aesthetic at work all around here. It's a very, very appealing, very attractive aesthetic. It's not uniform per se, but there is a consistency to it. Does that come from you all?
Yes, I think so. I think that in a large part of that does come from us. Anytime I have a client approach me to do a design build project, I offer my design services at no cost. And so oftentimes the designs do look similar because I do have a certain style that I try to stick to. I do vary that from time to time, but overall, I think that you can walk into any of my buildings and say, okay, this is Greg Walker's definitely at his hands here.
Now you do have quite a bit of variety in here. You have Caldo,
correct,
which is serving up hot broth. Mm-hmm. Then you also have National Boulangerie and the beer hall, new place coming, the local coming
yes.
in on the corner where the Sportsman's Liquor Store used to be. But you also have an audio studio, a video production studio, and fitness. Organizations, quite a variety. Is there anything else that you hope to attract, any other kind of business you hope to attract into the district, or are you happy with the variety you have?
We are trying to recruit a little bit more entertainment, perhaps a little nightlife.
What are you thinking about specifically there, or can you even go that far yet?
I wear a lot of hats, but when I'm done wearing the property developer hat, I would like to create some sort of entertainment venue for Lexington, and it wouldn't even be about making money. It would just be about basically just the pure joy of going out and seeing something live. I think that Lexington does well at that, but I think that we could do much better. And I think that this is something that would work well in this area, is to have some sort of live performing arts venue. And I think that someday it could possibly happen, especially with the eclectic mix that we have down here and the way that Lexington supports the arts. I think it's very possible to pull something like that off. So.
Well, this is a really terrible pun, but I think that's going to be music to a lot of ears.
Yeah, hopefully so.
All right, Greg, thank you very much for taking time.
Hey, thank you, sir.